Hi guys, so I hope you have all had the most amazing day, morning, night, wherever you're at and you're listening to this. But I just wanted to come on and make a really quick podcast, basically just explaining around, my journey and kind of finding out my passions and my goals and my strengths and weaknesses in life. So I think one really important thing, if you are at a space in your life right now where, you know, you are feeling really lost, you're not sure about where you're heading. And basically, I just wanted to come on and say, no matter what age you are at right now, do not think that you have to have your shit sorted out. Like literally, this is one thing that kept me down for so long because I was always constantly comparing my story and my journey basically with everyone else around me. So first we got, you know, the societal norms. So you come out of school, you're supposed to go to uni, you're supposed to get a job, you're supposed to then find a partner, get married, have a baby, buy a house, blah, 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 blah. You've heard all the bullshit before. And I think that has always really been something for me because that has, you know, been really significant because I've always thought, well, fuck, I need to figure out who I'm going to be first and, you know, what job I want to do. And I think that was what always stopped me from moving forward was that I was so caught up on knowing, like trying to figure out basically on what I wanted to do with my life so then I could get to uni and start, you know, on that kind of timeline. And I think that's the problem. When we finish school, we come out of that, this haze of being like, oh my God, we've just been living, you know, in this time frame for this whole basically majority of our life that we can actually remember, living in this time where 6 hours of our day, we basically have that all scheduled out for what we have to do. And then it goes into that we become adults in definitely quotation marks. And then from that, it's like, well, fuck, how am I supposed to know what I want to do and where I want to be and where was I supposed to get that experience? And it drives me insane the fact that, you know, at school they're already like, okay, now pick your uni course. And it's like, where did I get that experience where I was supposed to find out what I wanted to do and how I know? Like, I'm sorry, but they don't teach you about anything like that in school. They might give you some slight idea, but basically their main goal is get a good ATAR, go to uni, and so many people drop out. So if you're in that position, you know, you've either dropped out of uni, you're not sure what you want to do, you've just gone and got a full-time job, you're about to go overseas and go travel, anything that it is, do not feel like a failure at this point in time because I definitely am a massive believer of everything happening for a reason in your life. And I know for myself, you know, I always had so many different plans and I changed my mind from day to day. And I'm definitely an impulsive person, but then I'm also someone who changes my mind overnight about what I want to do or who I want to be. And I think that was the problem for me trying to find out what I wanted to do with my life because I could never fit into a mold properly. I wanted to be creative. I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to do writing. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. And I wanted to do so many different things. And I'm like, that is not in one job. So basically at the minute for me, being creative through social media and being able to share an inspiring message is a way that I can get across a lot of those different interests in one kind of, not job, I suppose, but just giving me that platform to be able to do that and build my brand around that, I guess. So basically, that's the benefit of me with my business now. That's giving me the vehicle and the drive on the side, I suppose, to be able to do what I'm doing through my Instagram and social media now and just really being able to educate people, I guess, or not even educate, but just give people a different way of thinking and show them that you don't need to have your shit sorted out. You can, you know, go to uni in 20 years if you want. You don't have to go to uni. You can get into a job now. Just figure out what's going on in your life right now and figure out why that's happening because, you know, when I looked at it that I was in hospitality for 3 years after school, I didn't look at it as a waste of time. At first, I definitely did, but then I looked at it and I went, well, you know what? I actually love connecting and talking with people. So that was a strength that I found while I was working in that job. I found that I also really loved goal setting as well. If I had a job like list at the end of the day of what I had to do, so if I had to mop the floors, do this, do that, whatever, I would write down that list and get that done. And that really motivated me. So that was also another thing I found out. And then I also found out, you know, I hated being, when I was working in disability and working with the kids, I found that I really needed to be in a job where I was helping people, but from a positive perspective, I guess. So, you know, all I'm trying to share this with you for is to show you that there might be things going on in your life now that you might think might be a waste of your time, but make sure you're really digging deep and finding why that is there, because that's everything in life you can take a lesson from, irregardless of whether you think it might be now or not. And yeah, don't think that you have to fit to the timelines of society, to, you know, what your family thinks is okay, or to what your friends are doing or anything like that, because the sooner you get more comfortable with living within your own timeline and your own journey, it's going to be a whole lot better, and you're going to find comparing yourself less is going to make so much more benefit and, you know, just impact you in a way that you actually get to enjoy doing what you do every day, rather than, you know, worrying about what people are going to think of you just because you're not at a certain stage in your life. So thank you for listening, guys. That was only a really short podcast, I know, but I love little short bursts of positive inspiration, I guess. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon again. Bye.